Hi, I'm Avery Elfelt, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media, KHNS, where I work in Haines, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news on Alaska News Nightly or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $78.11 per barrel to $81.85 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $74.04 per barrel to $77.42 per barrel. Alaska Pacific University announced a new scholarship earlier this month that stems from a student-managed real-world investment fund. The fund grew from $200,000 to nearly $2 million since it started in 2001. APU's MBA director and assistant professor of business, Lincoln Garrick, says the fund started about 20 years ago when Robert B. Gillum donated $100,000 to the university to create a student fund.
Basically a portfolio that students would be in charge of. APU matched that money 100%. So, you know, the fund started with $200,000. And over the last 23 years, students have taken the class and purchased stocks and bonds and different financial securities. And it's grown and was over $2 million. And so a decision was made to peel off some of those unrealized gains and to create a scholarship program. We were looking at how big it was getting. It was getting to the point where it was maybe a little unwieldy for us as a class to invest and to still have that amount of diversification in it. One of the big inspirations here in creating this scholarship fund was to open up doors for folks who have interest in finance and have interest in business areas, but maybe don't have the funds to make that happen in their lives.
And so how unusual is this? I mean, do you know of any other schools that are using this model? I mean, like a student-managed fund that's eventually providing scholarships for future students.
Student funds are pretty common throughout the United States. A good number of them are virtual funds, meaning that they're simulated. You work through a computer program and you invest pretend dollars. Some schools use actual dollars, but I don't know of too many who have both the success that the APU student fund has had and also have made the decision to take those unrealized gains and turn it into a scholarship program.
One thing I was really interested to see that this fund created this class that you're talking about, where students actually are actually getting to work on and grow this fund. And you've mentioned that you've actually taken this class yourself. Can you walk me through what that hands-on aspect looks like?
It is still in many ways a stock picking class. It is a growth fund, meaning that the goal is to get as much gain as possible in the period of time that the course runs. But it's also a very diversified fund. You know, one of the ways that we mitigate risk is the same way you would in a diversified portfolio is by having, a basket of different types of goods so that if, one industry like financial instruments goes down, then you have a hedge against that downturn by having other things in the basket.
You're kind of hinting at it a little bit, but obviously this class is a learning experience, but everybody makes mistakes. So how do you balance keeping the class a learning experience while keeping it and making sure that students aren't suffering the fund, I guess?
You're not going to torpedo the fund as a student. That's just not going to happen. Lessons of the class, you are able to identify the best options within your particular industry. And, we have some parameters around the fund. We don't invest in emerging markets. We don't invest in any of the areas like derivatives or shorting stocks. It is, we would say the Russell 4000 is kind of our home turf.
And as someone that's worked on this fund, this must be a really full circle moment for you. Can you talk a little bit about what this is like?
I had no idea of what the world of finance looked like. And I learned so many things through that class. How people view money is different based on how much they have. I think a lot of the learning goes beyond just picking stocks. But, you know, the role of finance, I think, is really what I took from the class. Being able to take some seed money, invest it in companies based on sound financials, and then have those realized gains turn into opportunity for folks that come after you 10, 20 years later. I think there's something, you know, poetic and remarkable there.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Lincoln Garrick is the MBA Program Director and Assistant Professor of Business at Alaska Pacific University. In Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.